Zog the Gemara, Daf Kuf Beis, Omen Aleph, five lines in the bottom. Tonu Rabbonon, B'nei Chabura Shoyim Subin. If B'nei Chabura were sitting together and eating a meal Friday afternoon, V'kidesh Alein Hayoim, and it turned Shabbos on them. So what do you do? So we had a machlokes earlier. Shmuel said, Parasel of Mapo Mekadesh. Rabbi Yehuda said, Mafsikin. Rabbi Yehuda said, Ein Mafsikin. So Gemara now says, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Mevin Loi Koishel Yayin. What does it mean that you're Mafsikin? That means you bring right away a cup of wine, because you have to make Kiddush. It's Kiddush Olof Hayoim. Va'oim Olof Kiddush Hayoim, and you make Kiddush. Now you're still in the middle of your meal. You never bench yet. V'sheini, and you bring another cup. Oim Olof Birchas Hamozen. You bench Birchas Hamozen on the meal that you had. Now, even though chronologically, the meal that you had in the weekday is prior, is pre this Kiddush, because it took place, it started in the daytime, Friday afternoon, but you can't bench beforehand. Because since Birchas Hamozen requires a kois, the kois means you have to drink it, and you can't drink before Kiddush, because it's ready Kiddush Lava Yoim. So that's why you mahapach, you change around the order, you first Mekadosh, and then you take the kois for Birchas Hamozen. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Oichel V'Hoylechad Shetechshach. Rabbi Yossi says, continue eating, even past night, even past Kiddush Hayoim. Finish eating. Zog the Gemara, after you finish eating, Kuf Beis Omid Beis, Gomru, if you finished your meal, so Kois Rishon, the first cup that they bring to you, Bevorechol Birchas Hamozen. Because right now, chronologically, I finished my Suda of the Choyl, I bench, I take a Kois and I bench. V'Hasheni, and the second cup, is Oyim Olof Kiddush Hayoim. You say Kiddush now. When do you say Kiddush? After you finish the Suda. I, Tois Nafkuf Omer Aleph asked, Tois Nafkuf Omer Beis, what was the Tois? Tois Nafkuf Omer Aleph. Oh, Tois Nafkuf Omer Aleph asked, that L'chor, what happened to Din of Kiddush Makam Suda? Diba Masach Rabbi Yossi Omer Eim Afsikin. L'chor, it's, the Kiddush is after the whole Suda. So if it's after the whole Suda, where's the Kiddush Makam Suda? It's Tois Mechadish that you can have Kiddush Makam Suda because of the Suda that took place prior. And even a Suda's Choyl can create a Kiddush Makam Suda. I was a Suda's Choyl that you finished and you bench and I made Kiddush. It's called Kiddush Makam Suda. Why? Because the Kiddush Makam Suda is not a din in the Suda. If it's a din in the Suda, it has to be a Suda Shabbos. It's a din in the Kiddush. And Vibalt, I'm making Kiddush now. Even if it's after a Suda's Choyl, it can count for Kiddush Makam Suda. But that's a B'yosei Shita. Gomru, so Kois Rishon V'Orach L'Birchas Hamozen, V'Hasheini Oymelov Kiddush Hayoim. Frek the Gemara Akasha, Amai, why come to B'yosei do you have two Koises? The first Kois, you make Birchas Hamozen. And the second course, you make Kiddush. V'nemrinu l'tavayu achad kosa. You can take one cup, and with that one cup, say Birchas Hamozen, Goffin, and Kiddush all together, because it's one cup. Now, Rashbam says right away, this kasha is only on Rabbi Yossi and not on Rabbi Yehuda. Why is it not a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda? Because since according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's an akira shulchan that you have to have in between your mafsik, so it's behead your two different koises that you require. According to Rabbi Yossi, a mafsikin, so it could be one kois taka. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mafsikin, so mele it's an akira shulchan in between, so mele it's two koises. Rashbam, v'lemirinu tavaya chadikosa, kiddush hayom yibich samozen. You should do kiddush and bich samozen in one kois. Ul Rabbi Yossi kapach, the kasha is only according to Rabbi Yossi. The ilul Rabbi Yehuda came in the mafsikin, since you're mafsik, v'tzorch akira shulchan, tzorch shnei koises. You need two koises. But according to Rabbi Yossi, l'chara nevrina kula achad ekosa. Tosis likewise says, v'nimrinu tabaya achad ekosa, l'Rabbi Yossi poch, came in the tabaya suda shabbos kosi, since they're both coming for suda shabbos. Meaning, the birchas hamozen zik a kois, is the suda, the kiddush makam suda. And the kiddush you're making now, is the Kiddush Makam Suda. That's the Kiddush itself for the Suda they had beforehand. So Mela make it one kois. Kiddush L'El. The Hach Suda Oileloi. This Suda helps, even though it's a Suda's Chol, but it helps with Suda Shabbos. The Hach Suda Oileloi, the Suda Shabbos, Havel Elamemar, Tavai Vechat Kosa. So you can use one cup for both. Avel Rabbi Yehuda Zoktesis. Leporich. Came with the Bechs Hamozen, a Suda's Chol. Since the Bechs Hamozen is going on a weekday Suda. The Kiddush Al Suda's Habo. The Kiddush is going on the following Suda for Shabbos. So Tosis explains that the reason why it can't be a Kong to Rabbi Yehuda, Achad Kosa, because they're two different things. One is for a Suda's Choyl, Birchas Hamozen, and one is Kiddush for Shabbos. But according to Rabbi Yossi, this Gufa is the Kiddush Makam Suda. The Suda was before the Kiddush, Eim Afsikin. So I continue the Suda's Choyl, and then I make Kiddush. So the
Kiddush now in the Bechas HaMazon of that Suda is all for the Suda Shabbos. It was a Suda Shchol, but it can count for a Suda Shabbos. So Mele Neymeh Tevinu HaKachat Kosa. Ma'ashen Kong to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to be Mafsik, Akir Zashuchan, make Kiddush and make a new Suda. So Mele the Bechas HaMazon is going on the Suda Shchol and the Kiddush on the Suda Shabbos, so there's never cash on that. But Kaponu Kong to Rabbi Yehuda, the question is, why do we have two Koises? Utilize one Kois. And for the Gemara, Omer Avun Omer Rav, Sheishas, Ein oimrim shtei kedushos al kois echod. We do not say two kedushos on one kois. My timer, what's the reason? Omer nachem by Yitzchok, fish ein ois in mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. We don't make mitzvahs chavilas. So, Drashi, what are the two kedushos? So, Drash Bam, Birchas Amozin is one kedusha, koi kedusha, ke kiddush ayoim, ke loimar shtei mitzvahs. Birchas Amozin, koi kedusha, ke kiddush ayoim, ke loimar shtei mitzvahs. You don't make two mitzvahs on one kois. Why? Because in oisim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. The michzi olei kamasu is Dr. Rashbam. It looks like it's a load. Two birds in one shot. I want to get rid of, in one shot, two birds. So one stone, I want to hit two birds. So that's michzi olei kamasu. It's like a load. I want to just be done with. So melech to be zoyin, and you don't do chavilas, you don't do two kedushas, two mitzvahs with one kais. That's how the Rashbam explains over here.
Tosin Moyukot and Davches Amid Bey says another reason of Ein Oisim Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. The reason is because you have to have Liboy Ponui for this mitzvah that you're Oisikin. And if you're doing two mitzvahs in one Maisa, so Mele, it's not going to be Ponui, it's going to be preoccupied, so to speak, to Mechavim properly for this mitzvah. So you can't do another mitzvah, Ein Oisim Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas. Now Tosin over here in Deba Maschel, She'en Oimim Shtei Kedush HaKoyis Echod, says, he explains, V'yesh Noyagin B'chupa, there's a minuk that we have by Sheva Brochas, Bitam Zeh Shalom Loima Sheva Brochas Al Kois Birchas Amozen, El Mevin Kois Acher. By Birchas Amozen, by Sheva Brochas, there's two cups. So there's two cups because we have for the Chos and Kala, and we mix them together. But really there's two cups for a different reason. Because if Ein Oisim Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas, the Mevorach Birchas Amozen makes a Gofen on one cup, and then they take another cup, and they go around and they give it out for the Sheva Brochas, for the sixth additional Brochas. So that cannot be done in the same kois, because one is a hagofen for Birchas HaMazon, and one is the Sheva Brachas, so in the oisim mitzvah chavilas chavilas, that's where you have two cups. Then Tosfos says, Acha ben Meshulam hayoyim hakol kois echod. Ben Meshulam did not require two cups. He said everything on one cup. Why? Because in Lomdus there's a difference between the two mitzvahs that you have over here versus the problem of chavilas chavilas. The loydomi lebirchas hamozin v'kiddush. Later, the Gemara is going to say that birchas hamozin and kiddush are taka two kiddushes. One is birchas hamozin, one is a kiddush for kiddush hayoyim. The trei milin inu. So then you don't say chavilas chavilas. Kamir besamuch. Aval hocha chad milsi. Over here, the sheva brachas and the birchas hamozin cup of agofen is one milsa. Why? The birchas hamozin goyim the birchas nesuin. What's causing you to make a birchas nesuin? The Birchas HaMazon. Because you make Sheva Brachas when you bench. So the Birchas HaMazon is Goyim, the Birchas Nesuin. So that's not considered Trei Mili, that it's a problem of Chavilas Chavilas. That means, especially if you're going with the Tosfos Moed Katan, that you have to be Mechaven. You can't be Mechaven if it's Taka Two Mili. Two Mili, so Mele, you can't be Mechaven specifically for every mitzvah individually. But if they're both coming Achad and Milsa, so then maybe that doesn't need that, required at Libar Ponui. There's a reason Rashi Rashbam says over here of Nigal of Kamasui. But the other reason that you have to have Liboy Ponui, so Trei Mili, it's in one Maisa, Yitkake don't have Liboy Ponui for that mitzvah. But if it's Taka one, coming for one reason, it's not Trei Mili, so then it's not a Kisson of Liboy Ponui. So Zok Tais says, the whole reason why you have Sherbrach is only because of the Birch Samozin. So it's not Trei Mili, so Mele, it would not be a problem of Chavilas Chavilas. It's Chadim Milsa Zok Tais says, the Birch Samozin, Goyim the Birch Nesuin. That Tosfos continues and he says, Gewaldige, nice. He says, Ubirchas Eresin v'nesuin, that means under the chuppah, when we take and make the Ashel Osalanu is Aroyas, the Messiah Kedushin, Vihite Lonu, as a Nesuas Lonu, and the chuppah for Kedushin, you make a Hagofen. Then afterwards, the Birchas Nesuin, under the chuppah, you make again a Hagofen. And Shakol Bar Lechvoidoi. So you make the Brochas, again a Hagofen. Why do you make twice a Hagofen? It's taka two cups. You fill it up twice. Twice the chos and kala take a sip. Twice it's filled up.
The reason why they take two specific koises, because they're really independent. Eresin could be without the birchas nesuin. It could be done in a different time period too. So since they're independent, it's not a so it's chavilis chavilis. So that's you have two koises. That's one reason, Zoktesis. Zoktesis, another reason, v'oid, in order to make it that it's a hefsik in between, the nogu likhois ksuba benotayim, v'ave hefsik, v'lekach miskavnin, ulekach tzok beis koises. That be'etzim, you don't want it to be a brochsh and a tzricha, you make a goffin again. So you have to create a hefsik. So there's two ways you can make a hefsik. You can make a hefsik by taking a walk around the block, or you can make a hefsik by doing something in between and being mesiach das from the agofen, from the first agofen. So Tosfos says that's the yisoid of reading the ksuba. Yes, ksuba is a gewaltige kibud. Agoyis rov, agoyis roshiva gets it. But Tosfos says the reason and the kavana that the korei ksuba has to have is v'oy de nagu likas ksuba ben etayim v'ave hefsik v'lekach miskavenin. That's the kavana you're supposed to have when you read the ksuba, to make a hefsik between the bechs eretzin and the suin. So mele it requires taka two koises. Now you have to be able to read the Ivra, so it became a kibud. A Rav gets it, or Shiva gets it. But be'etzim, the Yisoida Hadova is to create a hefsek. That's what they read it.
Zog the Gemara weiter, v'loi, you're telling me, ein oise mitz chavilas chavilas? V'atayin you learned in a braisa. Hanich nas lebeise b'motze Shabbos. If someone enters his home on Motze Shabbos, mevorech ala yayin, v'ala ma'or, v'ala besomim. So when you make Avdola, what do you make? You make a bracha on the yain, hagofen. V'ala ma'or, you make ma'or ha'esh. V'ala b'somim, you make a birchas b'somim. V'achkach oima havdola ala kois. Then you make havdola on the kois.
So these are all the brachas for havdola. Then the writer continues, v'im eino ela kois echod. If you only have one cup, and you're making havdola now. So instead of using this cup for havdola, if you're also going to bench, so you do two together. Menichoi la'acha hamozoin. You wait for this cup till after the mozoin. So like this, you have birchas hamazon with the kois, and the osis you have dollar on the same kois. So we meshalish all together. So we see clearly that you osin chavilas, say birchas hamazon, and say have dollar on one kois. And to the gemara, ain loy shiny. When you taka don't have any more, so then taka you are stuck. Then you taka can do both on one kois. But when you have, then taka ain loy mitz chavilas chavilas.
Frag the gemara, v'yont if shechal yois acha Shabbos. If Yontif falls out on Matzah Shabbos, the Islay,
we're assuming now Pesach, we know the first night, everyone has an abundance of wine. Why? Because Afilo Onishe Bishol, Ein Poichslay Midalat Koises, the Mishnah Navi Psochim, first Mishnah. So because the din is that Ein Poichslay Me'aba Koises, Le'ivchslay Me'aba Koises, Shal Yayin, Afilo Me'at Tamchui, so he has enough wine. Tosfos is going to ask right away, what do you mean? He only has four cups, he doesn't have anything extra. But we're assuming if he has four, then he has abundance. So if the first night of Pesach falls out on Matzah Shabbos, where he has enough wine, so he can't say we're talking about Ein Loi. And what does it say? Zog di Gemara, v'yontif shechal yois acha Shabbos, if Pesach, the first night, falls out on Matzah Shabbos, the Islay, you could assume that he has, and yet Rav says, v'omar Rav, yak neha. That means, yayin kiddush ne havdola. You say that on the cup, yayin kiddush ne havdola. You say kiddush, and it's havdola on one cup. Two different things. One is kiddush sayoyim, one is havdola. Zog di Gemara, that's not a raya. We're talking about the first night of Pesach, where you can say that it's talking about Ein Loi because for sure is Yesh Loi because Leifus Rebin Talat Koises. No, Amri Zog di Gemara, Midloi Omaz Man. Since it doesn't say Shachianu in this Yaknaha, it doesn't say Yaknahaz. So we're not talking about the first night of Pesach. Michlal de Bishvir Shal Pesach Askinon. We're talking about the seventh night of Pesach, where it's Takan Ozman. It's not a Yom Tov Bifnei Atzmai. So over there, you lose that whole raya that Yesh Loi. Lonim, you can answer again, Ein Loi. He finished all his food and all his wine, extra wine, by the seventh night. So when it comes to the seventh night, it's Ein Loi. So mainly you do Yayin Kiddush Ne Avdola. So it's not Shver Chavilas Chavilas. The fact do Kiddush and Avdola on one kois. Because Lo'olim Be'Ein Loi Askinon. The first night we established it has to be Yesh Loi, because you have a lot of wine the first night. But in the seventh night, since it doesn't say Zman, so it's a rai, we're talking about the seventh, so maybe the whole kasha doesn't start. So Gemara, Amri, Midloi Oma Zman, Michlal de Shvi Shapes Haskinon, the Chomai de Havele, Ochele, whatever he had is finished. The Lay Slay, and the Mele doesn't have left over. Frag the Gemara,
V'yontiv
rishon di islei. Like we said, the first day of yontiv, where it's emparich lamed aleph koses, for sure he has enough. And over there, v'amar abaya, there's a machlekes abaya in Rava, what you do, the machlekes in the seder. Abaya says, yak zina, yain kiddush man ne'avdola. V'rova amar yak nahaz, yain kiddush ne'avdola's man. And we pass like Rava, you say yak nahaz, al kaponim, but we see clearly b'di islei, because the first night of yontiv, and yet it says that you do yain kiddush, and they have dollars man. That means you're doing two kedusha lakoyes echad. Have dollars one kedusha and kiddush is another kedusha. So lechay enos mitz chavilas chavilas. And don't say but a lesley because we're talking about the first night because it says man. Now see soon Tais is going to ask. Maybe we're talking about shmini shel chag. Maybe we're talking about this man of shmini atzeres, which is the yom tov b'fniyatz, which has man. So over there, who says be isle askinon? We'll see soon Tais. But kaponim, the Gemara right now is asking. We're talking about the first night pashtas because the machlekes is yak. Zena or Yaknahaz, but like upon him, it's the time he says man, which is the first night, and yet it says both kedusha on one kois. So the Gemara, the final teretz, there's a difference in lomdas between these two versus the two that you say there's a problem of chavilois. Elo, Zog the Gemara, havdola v'kiddush chademilsi. Saying havdola and saying kiddush, meaning Yaknahaz, is one milsa. Both of them having it kedusha yoim. What's havdola? Havdola on matzah Shabbos. That falls into Yontif is Hamavdil min Kodesh le Kodesh. So in the Avdol itself, you're being Mekadesh to Yoim. And Kiddush is Mekadesh to Yoim. So it's Chademilsa. It's not Trei Milin Enu. It's Chademilsa. So there's no problem of Chavilas Chavilas. Like Tez said before, that Birchus HaMozen and Kiddush is like a true Mili. One is Birchus HaMozen, one is Kiddush HaYoim. Masha'enke and Birchus HaMozen and Birchus HaSuin, Tez wanted to say, is like one mili, because they come because of one another. Because Birchus HaMozen is going to the Birchus HaSuin. So it's Chademilsa. By Chademilsa, there's never a problem of two Kiddushas. So Zog the Gemara, over here it's Chademilsa. Why? Zog the Gemara, El Avdol v'Kiddush Chademilsi. Masha'enke Birchus HaMozen v'Kiddush is Trei Mili Ninu. When do we say, Enos Mitz Chavilas Chavilas? When it's two different things, two different reasons, Trei Mili. Birchus HaMozen and Kiddush. So over there we talk to say, you bring two koises. Gomru, so kois rishon v'orach birchus hamazon, v'sheni yom kedusha yom. Birchus hamazon and kiddush are two different mili. We don't say kula achad kosa. Ein ois shtu kedesh zakois echos, ein ois mitz chavilas chavilas. Masha enke when it's chad milsa, meaning, havdola and kiddush is chad milsa. The havdola gufa is mekadish to yom, hamavda mekadish lekoidish, so mele tzat akot chay mili, and mele you can have both on one kois taka. Yak nahaz bitaka do, because it's not considered trei mili, it's one mili. Now, as a side note, it's interesting to note in the old Haggadahs, in the Dutch Haggadahs, there used to be a picture by a kiddush of a hunter chasing a rabbit. What's a hunter chasing a rabbit in the gate of the Haggadah? Because a rabbit in Dutch and in Yiddish and Germanic languages is a haz, and a chasing someone is to yach someone, yak. So it was a picture of a yach the haz chasing the rabbit, which is a remez that we pass like Rava, yak nahaz, not yak zina. So in order to remember yak nahaz, they had a picture of a hunter chasing a rabbit, to yak the haz, to yak the haz. The Tosafot di b'maschal menichla achamozen is that you nichlas lebeisoy b'motzei Shabbos, so you mevarach ala yayin v'alamor v'alabsomim v'achach oyme avdola, v'imele koizechot, you wait for after birchus hamazon. So what are we talking about? Which birchus hamazon? We're talking about shal shudas, or we're talking about Malava Malka? So Tosafot assumes we're talking about Malava Malka. In fact, Tosafot, hishrem nisim, eich yoch ha-kodim avdola, how are you eating before avdola? And you make birchus hamazon with avdola together? Hamrim l'kamon, os lonim shitam klum kodim shiyavdil. V'amem enami bas tovis kramim l'kamon, v'tiritz. We're talking about Zektesis, the Ochem Maik Sheochem Miboy Joim. We're talking about you ate already in the daytime. Atcha Sheikhot, Shakshal Shuddis, you're continuing eating. The Avagav the Mafsikin Lahavdola Lishmul, Koshkin Rabbiuddin, the Machmet Fei, Vachbrai Samukim Samukim Kibbe Shamai, Valib Rabbiuddin. Hodakoma and Nichol Acha Mozen Loishamutal Echol, Eloklome She Yafsik Sudosi Bichsa Mozen, as Yavdil. Mean you bench and then you're Mavdil. So Tosafot fears Ois, he has a bunch of kashas and he says the following maskona. Chiddish, Eliyesh Loimar. The vaday bechinom ein alecho kodem avdola. You're right. Be'etzim, you can't eat before avdola. Avol kshein lo ele kois echot. When you're stuck, you only have one kois. So mut alecho kodem avdola. Kdei lasis ala kois birchus hamazon. The reason why we allow you to eat before avdola is because you only have one kois. So you'll be able to make ala kois birchus hamazon together with avdola. So there's a loophole. We allowed you to eat before avdola in order to have birchus hamazon ala kois. So even though you're eating before avdola, we allowed it. Big Kiddush and Tosafot.
So Tosfos in Divrei Maaseh de Islei va'omer Rav Yaknaha. Now we're talking about the seventh night of Pesach, since it doesn't say Zman, so Mela, you can't say talking about the Islei. So Tosfos Pirsh Bekuntre to Salk that we don't have Rishon Shepesach Ma'iri. We first wanted to say we're talking about Pesach Rishon, and over there it's Islei Koses Harbe. Could it not leave some Medal Koses? And then we said no, it says Yaknaha, so it's talking about Shvi. Fact is, Vekosha, what's the raya by first night of Pesach? Just because you have dalet koises doesn't mean you have extra wine. They'll call dalet koises tzricha kochad lemilsei. You need them for dalet koises for doing the seder. So who says you have extra wine? So maybe that's where you make chavilas because you don't have any extra. But the less lay. Va'oid, the besoch parch miyak nahaz, we ask kash from Zman. Where Zman is the first night of Pesach? Maybe talking about the eighth night of Sukkot. That's Simchas Torah. Lame the Bishwina Shachag Mairi, the Ikas man, Va'ochel v'shos, kol ma'ad ha'avalei, and you have nothing left over. So why there's no raya that it's chavilas because it's less lay. Va'oid, what does achila negate to koises? The main thing is you drank. What does it negate what you ate? So Tosfos lokach nir lefarish. The beyond of rishon mistoma or the mechin harbe. The pshat is you have a lot of wine, not because leif so medalat koises. That's oilam only dalat. The soup kitchen only gives out dalat koises. But since it's the first night of Yontif, you prepare a lot of wine and food. So mainly you have a lot of wine. And the same thing's Shmirat Tzeres. You have a lot of wine. Lokach nir lefarish. The Beyond of Rishon, Mistoma, Odom, Mechin, Harbe, Uvishminish, Chag Nami, Shu Rogel, Befri Atzma, it's a Yontif on its own, Regin, Lohochin, Harbe, Ketanan, Dalipok, Mishon, Tzorch, Hatabach, Loidia, Amo, Mocharti, Lishchoit, Vachosh, Yontif, Achin, Shachag. So we see our Koponim, the first night of Pesach, or the eighth night of Sukkot, the fact that it's in Kosteri, it's a Regel, Befri Atzma, the first night, you have an abundance of wine. You can't say, but ain't loy askinon. So we see, oysa mitz chavilas chavilas, and you can't answer, but ain't loy. Toysa, the next Dibba Maschel says, yaknaha, why does it not say besomim? Umash ain't a maske besomim, pirish rashbam. The tam besomim, the whole reason of besomim is because of ibn neshama yisera, uvi yontif nami, ikin neshama yisera. So there's no reason to have motzah Shabbos on yontif, ibn neshama yisera, because yontif there is in neshama yisera. Fakteis v'kosher dim came a motzi yontiv. I'm allowed to kine b'somim. Why didn't you have b'somim a motzi yontiv? Lekach nira the b'yontiv lake and the shami yisera. Learn there's no shami yisera and yontiv. V'och ein a maske b'somim. The reason why you don't mention b'somim b'shum the simchas yontiv v'achila v'shtia moil k'may b'somim. It helps like b'somim. V'yesh taimim loy nechoynim v'zeh atam nochen v'ikra. Now the halacha we paskin in Simon Reish Ein Aleph that if someone eats a suda on Erev Shabbos, and you finish your suda, and it's Mekiddush of Hayoim, so first you mevarch Birchas Hamazon on one kois, and then you make Kiddush on the second kois. And in ois mitzvah chavilas chavilas, you don't do two Kiddushas, l'moshul Kiddush Friday night, and Birchas Hamazon of the Suda's Choyl, is to stay Kiddushas, in ois mitzvah chavilas chavilas. Now when it comes to Motzah Shabbos, so the Mechabe in Simen Reish Tzadites says, that when you're eating on Shabbos and it's chosha and you finish your suda, so you mevorech birchas hamazon on the kois, and then you mavdol on the same kois. If you have two koises, so then you make birchas hamazon one and you have dol on the second one, because einos mitzvah chavilas chavilas. Now, it seems to imply clearly that when you have one kois, so then it's mutter. Now, lemaisa, the Rambam says stoma. That hoy oichel b'Shabbos in Perek Choftes, Dr. Rambam Malach Yud Beis, hoy oichel b'Shabbos yotze Shabbos v'b'teich sudosay goyim sudosay v'nei tiyolim v'vorech b'chas hamozen al hakoyis v'acham avdil olav. So the Rabbi Dwight warns, the Gemara says only by Einloy. The Rambam seems to imply in any case motze Shabbos is kois from b'chas hamozen yikus for avdolah. So what's the pshat l'maisa? L'choy, what am to din of mitz chavilas chavilas? After all, by Erev Shabbos, we said that if it turns Shabbos, then you make sure b'chas hamozen and kiddush in a different cup because Einloy is chavilas chavilas. So Zok the Magid Mishnah, there's a fundamental difference. Birchas Hamazon and Avdolah is all going on the Yom She'ovar. Birchas Hamazon that you have a Motzah Shabbos is a siluk of the Suda Shabbos, and Avdolah is a siluk of the Shabbos. So that's called Inyan Echod. Masha Enkein, that's like Kiddush v'Avdolah is Al Okoyis Echod. Avdolah is Hamavd Mikoyis the Kodesh on Motzah Shabbos going into Yontif, and Kiddush, Yiddushas Yontif. So that's called Inyan Echod. Masha Enkein, Kiddush Friday night, and the Birchas Hamazon of the Suda's Choyl, that's two of Kiddushas. One is on the Choyl, one is on the Shabbos. Then you say Chavilas, Chavilas. Masha Enkein, when it's Motzah Shabbos' Birchas Hamazon. And Avdolah, so that the Rambam holds, that's one Kiddushas on the Kesem Mishnah. That's one, it's all both coming on a siluk of the Suda Shabbos. That's how the Chassam Sofer explains this Magid Mishnah.
in Chuvas, in Simenayin Hey, that Bichsam Mozen at the Tzeis HaShabbos is a siluk of the Suda Shabbos, like Avdolah is a siluk of the Shabbos. So Mel, it's considered Chadimilse. Mashenge Bichsam Mozen of Erev Shabbos is a siluk of the Suda Shoyl, and Kiddush is Lechvoit Shabbos that's coming in. So that's Trei Mili, then it's Taka Shtei Kedushas. Then it's Taka Nitu Kaisas. Alright, we'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omid, by the two dots, Gufa, Yontev Shchali Yosach HaShabbos.